It was a, as I said, a chemical process or repackaging facility. It was primarily perchloroethylene, which is PERC, the dry cleaning solvent, but also trichloroethylene, TCE. And then the contaminant that's in the ground is also 1,2-DCE, which is a breakdown product from the other two. It had created a relatively large plume, which is what was identified at the low site, which is a little ways down the road from this. This is at Freeman's Bridge Road, right before you go over the railroad tracks as you're leaving Schenectady. The site, we started an RI in 2009, but were stopped by the property owner who wouldn't grant us access. We had to go through a number of legal hurdles working with the Attorney General's office. We finally got access and were able to get going in earnest by 2013 or early 2014. We started our investigation to find what became known as the plume, and then proceeded to, we issued a record of decision previously in 2015 on what we call Operable Unit 2, which is an offsite, the offsite groundwater plume. And we issued this record decision because we were threatening some about 100 properties around private wells. We went ahead and we did what we call an interim remedial measure and installed water lines in that area. They were completed, started in 2015, completed in 2016, and put online. This operable unit, which we call operable unit 2, is to finish up that offsite plume. The earlier operable unit also identified the cleanup for the site itself, which is a in situ thermal desorption where we basically heat up the soil and remove the contaminants in that manner. This record of decision that's out now is to finish up Operable Unit 2, and it's a what we call a reactive barrier wall that's installed at different points in the plume. There's two different locations we've chosen, one about halfway down before it gets to a bigger residential area, and another one at the head end of the plume to try to stop it from continuing to move. The reactive barrier wall is it's a newer technique. It involves putting iron filings in the ground that react with the chemicals, break them down to basically the carbon and hydrogen and oxygen. It's been effective in several locations, and it's a good one here because we're able to put it in without putting in a lot of infrastructure that's going to be would be disturbing to the people in the area.
Can you tell me about these three chemicals that we're looking at this site? How common are they throughout New York and other contaminated sites?
These are very common around New York State. As I said, perchloroethylene or PERC, PCE, it was the dry cleaning solvent for decades. And we have many dry cleaners, individual dry cleaners, as opposed to this facility, which actually supplied the dry cleaners. These are chlorinated organic compounds or volatile. They do, which is part of what in on our on-site by heating them up, we'll volatilize them and be able to pull them out of the ground that way. Like I said, they are very common and they do break down. What we've seen here is that it's going from perchlorine to tri to di, which shows that in the ground it's starting that process. And this reactive barrier wall will just stimulate and make that process go faster.
When you're talking about a reactive barrier wall, what does that actually do? Is it an actual wall?
Basically, it's a trench that's filled with iron filings and other material, and the chemicals react with those, and they oxidize. I believe it's oxidation, and they break down. They basically pull the chlorine atoms off the. Off the trichloroethylene has three chlorine atoms. This process pulls those chlorine atoms off till we get to the end of the line, and we just have basically water, hydrogen, and then some chlorides floating around.
Are we still looking at containing the plume, or are we looking to eliminate these chemicals with this reactive barrier wall?
This reactive barrier wall will actually do both. It really won't contain the plume, but it will treat it. As the plume passes through the wall, it'll be treated. We'll have clean water on the other side. So we have one located about halfway down the plume that'll begin treating and putting clean water behind the plume. And then the other one is at the head end, and there it will treat it and result in clean water as well. As I mentioned earlier, we did have 100 homes in the area that were still on private wells. Everything else is served by public water. And the reason we put in the water lines is we began to see the private wells had contamination. We put point of entry treatment systems or POETs on the wells. When we first identified them, we went ahead with the design. You know, as we identified more, we put more POETs on, but we did get the water line in, and now those folks are drinking public water. They don't have to worry about the wells. Another issue with these volatile chemicals could be what we call soil vapor intrusion, where the chemicals volatilize into the soil air. That air can then pass into buildings. We've done extensive sampling throughout the plume. We haven't seen the need for significant mitigation, but that's something that will continue to be watched as we go forward with this remedy.